Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, you're the good person I always want to talk to. You always get stuff talk, you always get stuff working
So
for
funny.
me.
So I had
So
called you yesterday, but I'm sorry I didn't call you back.
is they gonna come out and work me up? Is they gonna work me up with a family caregiver?
So remember, when was it that I spoke to you? I think it was last week that the, or maybe a week, oh no, it wasn't last week, it was before February, that you had gotten a call, something about your insurance, correct?
Yeah, I definitely like the family care.
Yeah, so what happened is, when we kept calling your service coordinator to see what's going on, like
Larry
the
already
authorization.
did everything. He did everything.
No, but now we have a different problem. The insurance apparently said that you're no longer eligible for services. So remember that the service coordinator called and she told us that everything was fine. And I called you back and I said, no, she said everything is fine. So I don't know
Right.
what's going on. So she, one of my coordinators reached out yesterday, and she said that let me see, that there's no eligibility and she's going to reach out to her supervisors to see what's going on.
So he did the two steps. He did
No,
the QB.
forget about Larry right now. Right now is your insurance that is the problem because now they're saying that you're no longer eligible for the home care services. So, yeah, that's what I said because they told us it was fine. So your coordinator, your service coordinator, what's her name? Hold on, figuring it out.
It keep going there on me.
What is her name? Hold on, I'm gonna get you her name and her phone number. One second. Give me one second. Don't hang up. Hold on one second. Gary,
Yes, I'm
please,
here.
I'm gonna give you the service co- Her name is Takia. Do you have a paper and a pen to write down her phone
Yes,
number?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, it's 267.
267
268
268
5870.
5870.
So she's your service coordinator, she from Keystone. Ask her to see if she's gotten any updates and see why you were disenrolled, because they should have told you why. And when we spoke to her last time, she said everything was fine. So I don't know what's going on, but she should be able to give you more answers.
All right.
Okay, and what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have one of our enrollment team work on it, so you're gonna have someone else from our team give you a call to see what the issue is as well, and they can try to help you resolve it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
All right, Gary. Okay, bye.